First, U.S. President Donald Trump declares victory over Daesh in Syria, refusing to give more time for American soldiers there. That sent shockwaves to U.S. allies throughout the Middle East, like the Israelis and the Saudis. And then Trump changed his stance. He said that he remains committed to the withdrawal, but then he told reporters he never said he's doing it that quickly. And so high-ranking U.S. officials began a tour of the Middle East to reassure allies that Washington will not abandon them.
The White House has dispatched senior officials on a tour of Washington's Middle Eastern and NATO allies. They are on a damage control mission to contain the fallout from President Donald Trump's announcement of a withdrawal from Syria. National Security Advisor John Bolton began his journey in Israel, where he has sought to reassure Tel Aviv about Trump's plans. He outlined conditions for America's departure from the Arab country. Bolton says U.S. forces will not be leaving until A. Israel's security is guaranteed, B. Daesh is defeated, and C. Kurdish forces are protected.
U.S. Middle East policy is in a shambles. You have Trump saying one thing, you have Pompeo saying another thing, Bolton saying another thing. And so they're trying to get their story straight. And they're also trying to, I think, reassure some of our allies, such as Israel and Saudi Arabia.
The Israeli Prime Minister has told Bolton it's time for Washington to recognize the occupied Golan Heights as Israeli. The remarks by Bolton and Pompeo are in stark contrast to those made by the U.S. president. In December, Trump had declared victory over Daesh and ordered an immediate and full withdrawal of the U.S. military. The Turkish president, Tayyip Erdogan, says different voices have begun to emerge from different segments of the administration. There appears to be inconsistency in the U.S. position on Syria and no clear strategy. The differing statements by Trump and his senior security advisors also raise another question. Who exactly is playing the role of the commander-in-chief of America's armed forces?
Now, the trip by U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton to Israel caused a number of controversies. First, contradicting Trump, Bolton said there will be no withdrawal from Syria until Daesh is completely destroyed. And they came his statements on Kurdish fighters that their safety needs to be guaranteed, which angered Turkey. And then finally, Netanyahu stressed the importance of the world recognizing Israel's claim over the occupied Syrian Golan Heights. So came the visit then of Mike Pompeo, U.S. Secretary of State, to the region. And when he was in Amman, his Jordanian counterpart made the statements that countered U.S. foreign policy. Like on Palestine, he said the issue of Jerusalem out goods needs to be settled through a mechanism like the Arab Peace Initiative. He also told Pompeo that Israel must eventually completely withdraw from the Golan Heights.
During his visit to Israel, John Bolton said the protection of Kurdish forces in Syria was a condition for the American troop withdrawal. The remarks have not gone down well in Turkey. President Erdogan has used quite blunt terms to slam the comments. Erdogan says Bolton has made a serious mistake and that his statements are unacceptable. He also says if the U.S. views the Kurds as allies, then they are in serious delusion. The Kurds, which Erdogan is referring to, are the YPG. Ankara says they are the Syrian arm of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which Turkey considers a terrorist organization. Erdogan has stressed that the YPG and its political wing, the PYD, cannot be representative of the Kurds.
Erdogan has refused or snubbed Bolton and meeting with him because of Bolton's remark that they wanted to make sure that Turkey did not harm, I think he said this word, where it was harm the Kurds.
For months now, Ankara has threatened to stage a military offensive against the militants in northeastern Syria. Turkey has advanced those plans since Trump's announcement to quickly withdraw all U.S. forces from Syria. Ankara says it will not seek permission for any military operation. The YPG is America's strongest ally in Syria. They have received weapons and training from Washington. In return, they staged ground offensives on behalf of the U.S. Following Trump's withdrawal announcement, the Kurdish forces said they have been stabbed in the back.